Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The two-month-old cessation of hostilities agreement in Syria rapidly disintegrating. United States is trying to expand cooperation with Russia. In fact, Moscow and Washington attempting to reinforce localized ceasefires in Latakia and a Damascus suburb. Josh Earnest is President Obama's spokesperson.
So our hope is that by refreshing this agreement and focusing our attention on these two particular areas, we can build momentum again toward a broadly observed cessation of hostilities.
Word of the new agreement comes after 230 people were believed to have been killed in fighting between the government and rebels during the past week in Aleppo. Rescue crews in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, are searching for survivors after flooding caused a seven-story residential building to collapse, killing at least seven people, trapping an unknown number of others. A spokeswoman for the Kenyan Red Cross said authorities don't know how many people are trapped in that rubble. Large residential building was located in a low-income, highly populated neighborhood in Nairobi. Heavy rains caused flooding and landslides in many areas of the city that made it difficult for rescue teams trying to reach the scene. U.S. military has disciplined 16 service members for their role in a deadly airstrike in Afghanistan last year that killed 42 and destroyed a hospital run by the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders. It also concluded the incident was not a war crime, finding is consistent with a preliminary investigation. This is VOA News.